Good morning to all of our listeners. We're sitting in beautiful Sydney, British Columbia, and I am doing a podcast today, and I'm once again honored to be doing it with Denny Warner, Executive Director of the Saanich Peninsula Chamber of Commerce, and we have a guest today.
We do. Yes, our guest this morning is Katie Craker from Pacific Ridge Landscapes. And Katie indicated that she wanted to do this podcast with us because they have an amazing business and an amazing business story. And I agree, it's one that needs to be told.
So and an amazing location.
Yes, yeah. If you haven't visited their office, you should. It's upstairs at Seaport Place, and the sun is shining this morning. And
we're right by the Victoria Distillery, which is really exciting for me because I love the Empress Gin so much.
All right. So, Katie, would you like to say hello and introduce yourselves a bit to the podcast listeners?
Good morning. And my name is Katie Craker, and my husband Merle and I are the owners of Pacific Ridge Landscapes. And we have been designing and installing landscape designs for the past 15 years, and we've recently branched out into maintenance, so our business is growing. And we're facing lots of new challenges and
business growth challenges.
Yes. We're doing some really beautiful things here on the peninsula, and we're thrilled to be here after 10 years in Edmonton.
Oh, Edmonton. Oh, cool. My daughter lived there for 5 years. My grandson was born there. So I'm sort of an Edmontonian myself. Okay. Although I could only last about a day or two when I was there.
Yes. We've been here 6 years now, so we're
and so what brought you here? What brought you here?
We wanted to work year-round because in Edmonton we could install and design basically for 6 months of the year, and then we were either left to snow removal or just doing designs. And so that was part of it. The other part was with the climate in Alberta, the climate zone was so different that we could only do a fraction of the design styles that we wanted to because concrete would heave. We were really limited in our plant choices, and we just couldn't be as creative as we wanted to be. So we were always having to sort of transpose ideas from magazines and our clients to something that would work in Edmonton, and it was always just slightly discouraging because it was never really at its true potential of what it could be. Yeah. So we wanted to come here so that we could work year round and also really do the designs that we were wanting to do and take it to that level.
Well, we're glad you're here.
Thanks.
So how would you say that your business is different from other landscaping companies?
Well, part of in a couple ways. First of all, Merle and I are a design team. So we meet the clients, we design to their specifications, and you're basically getting two designers instead of one. And so that we really bring out the best of each other. And our policy is the best idea wins. So there's no ego, there's no competition. We just really want to do what is right for the client and push the design's boundaries as much as we can. Also, our standards, our quality of work that we do, we don't take shortcuts. We treat every property like it's our own, and so we're very conscious of how our staff is interacting with the clients, with the neighbors, and we talk to the clients and we talk to our staff about how we value each of them. Mm-hmm. And so we're all part of this puzzle. We're all doing it together. And without the staff and the clients, we can't have this great collaboration that we do. So we start to build really great relationships kind of across the board. And so that's something that we really value. And our clients really love our staff, and our staff love our clients. And we've often become friends with our clients afterwards. So we're not wanting to run away. We're not trying to do work where we have to kind of, you know, dodge you in the grocery store. We're wanting to kind of put down roots and build relationships with our people. And also the other part would be how we treat our staff. We are really encouraging. We train them, give them lots of training. We're really...
She's very supportive.
Very supportive, but also looking for people of integrity. And we are wanting to empower them to grow as much as they can and give them as many skills as they're interested in having. You know, we... Merle took flew one of our foreman, Corey, to Seattle last year on the plane, like with him. And so they, Merle did the flying, and they went down to Seattle for a baseball game and then came back. So there's some cool stuff
that happens
every now and then.
That's a good employee perk.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
I love where your office is, and I love that. So I'm joining you next week.
Yeah. So those are some of the things that make a difference.
Sorry, John. I was just going to say it was interesting when you were describing your connection to your clients. It sounded very much the way that I hear people describe the difference between our chamber to other chambers, which is a lot that it's about the connections that people make with the fellow business people. And so I've always felt that was the special part about the Saanich Peninsula, was just the way that people do business differently and certainly networking differently.
More individual.
So. Mm-hmm.
So I'll ask the dumb question, or maybe the question in the room. Exactly what is landscape design? So for me, I think, you know, I cut my hedges around my property, and I mow my lawn, and we try to manage our gardens. What does the core of a landscape design mean?
Well, it means that I can come onto your property and see it in several different ways than it is. So I could imagine it in this new particular style, say like a Japanese style, or I could imagine it really modern, or I could do it really family friendly or low maintenance. It's the imagination that is needed to change the look.
Okay.
Yes, to rebuild it. It's like similar to architecture, it's similar to interior design. It's basically designing your outdoor spaces.
Right, right.
So whether that also encapsulates the botanical, like the horticultural side of it, but also the technical and architectural side, where you've got lots of the construction pieces with it. You're dealing with plumbing, you're dealing with lighting, electrical, woodworking, as well as living plants that change over time and do different things, behave different ways, and interaction with local critters and what happens with that.
Yeah.
So it's different because you also have to design with the aspect of time in mind. It's not a static design that is, you know, you put it in a new kitchen and that's what it looks like, it's done.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you're experiencing things where plants grow over time.
Yes.
And so then what's that going to look like when that tree, 10 years from now, are you still going to be able to use this space in the same way, and what will it look like?
We had a significant change landscape design activity with our neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
So they had a garden in the front. It was just grass, as it turns out, and it was at an angle, and so really very hard to do anything with. And at the end of the grass, at the sort of the end of this lawn, there was a wall, so you could literally fall off if you ran down. And so they really, it was extraordinary what's happened. A company has come in, I don't know their name, and tiered it, you know, so that it became usable.
Mm-hmm.
And so I really, for the first time, understood what landscape design means.
Yes.
It's really not just making things prettier. This was clearly making the property more functional.
Oh, absolutely.
Like you could use it.
Yes.
And I thought, wow, that's really cool. It's turned out amazing, right?
Yeah.
So I don't know entirely if people see that, you know, the what the landscape piece is. So I just kind of wanted to draw that out of you a little bit.
Well, good landscape design and the following installation, it changes people's lives. It changes the way they interact with their space. It changes the way they spend time with their families. All of a sudden, they're outside for much longer. They're having more people over. They're just being able to live more fully in the space that they have. And it's a really rewarding thing to see.
Yeah, and I can understand that's the benefit, really, of operating in this kind of climate. Because so many people that I know do spend probably 3 seasons outdoors here. And so you've got so much more opportunity.
Yeah, it's really rewarding to do that. Mm-hmm.
So I first met you recently. You're a board member of the Saanich Peninsula Chamber of Commerce. Why don't you give us a little sense of being a business on the peninsula? What's that like? What are the benefits? Maybe some of the bonuses, benefits of being a member of the Chamber of Commerce. I mean, I could talk about that for an hour. but just really, there's so many hidden businesses out on the peninsula. And so, you know, these podcasts are an effort to try to introduce the rest of the community.
Shine the light,
you know?
I'm happy to do that. I've been, ever since we joined the chamber, I quickly became a big advocate and have sort of been talking to a lot of the business owners I know and asking them, are you a member? You should be, because it's really great. And one of the main things that I've noticed is, like Denny said, just the camaraderie, the community, the support. There's a personal connection with all the mixers and different events that we go to. People actually care about each other. There's no sense of competition, in my experience, between other businesses or industries. We're all here and kind of rooting for each other, because we know as a community, as business owners, that as somebody goes up, the rest of us go up too. And so one of the things that I've really loved about being here on the peninsula is being part of that, is being feeling like I do have a network, I have a group of people I can talk to, and
That's cool.
And I've made friends through it. Mm-hmm. But also I know that the story is bigger than me. So sometimes when I'm feeling challenged, I can look around and get inspired, or at least know that there are good things happening in other places as well. So
yeah,
that's pretty great.
That's that's really special. You know, I've been involved in the downtown chamber work for many years, and now introduced to the peninsula work. There's a personalization and a camaraderie that is different. Mm-hmm. Not that that doesn't happen downtown, but it's very unique, special out here. I mean, I think Denny brings a huge part of that leadership, and obviously the members. Are there some unique challenges to doing business out here that are interesting for you, that are interesting to the area, or just generally for business?
You know, trying to focus when I've got such a great view and so many chances to people watch can be tough. But that's a good problem.
People have to come here.
They have to
your
here.
Business to see what you're talking about.
Yes.
Perfect.
Well, the employment, finding staff has been particularly challenging, and we've gone through a little bit of turnover in the past 2 weeks or past month, and even looking for new staff, putting positions on Indeed, you know, to get any real coverage, you've got to sponsor it, and then it ends up costing a significant amount, and then we've had a couple of people kind of... It's been a bit of a revolving door for reasons that had really nothing to do with us.
Sure.
And that's been frustrating, going through that process and just kind of having the rug ripped out for
me.
Especially because it takes a while and good people are hard to find.
Yeah.
And we're very particular about our fit and the kind of people that we will just let onto somebody's property.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And And I know we're not alone, because there are so many businesses out here that are looking for quality staff because they have the same standards. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's...
It's a real challenge.
And where do most of your employees that you've had come from? Where are they traveling from? Are they local?
They're local.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we've gotten applicants from the mainland or Alberta, people that are already wanting to move. But if they're not already here, set up, and knowing that they're able to make it in this environment and in this housing market, then I don't want to take the risk of trying to bring them over and do all that work.
Okay, so I just want to say that for those of you that have not had any experience with Pacific Ridge Landscapes, I encourage you to go check out their website, because it gives a really beautiful snapshot of some of the work that they've done. But Katie, do you want to give people an idea about how and where they can find you?
Sure. Our website is pacificridgelandscapes.com.
With an S. Landscapes, yeah.
Landscapes. And we're also on Instagram at PRLandscapes. And my phone number is 250-891-1608. And our office here is in Seaport Place.
Yeah.
Sydney, BC.
Beside Victoria Distillers.
Yes. And Love Surly Mermaid.
Yeah, right.
And by the marina.
Yeah. So many good reasons to visit.
Exactly. This is a great story. And I'm so glad we had a chance to interview you and share your story with other chamber members and other businesses along Vancouver Island. Hopefully we'll reconnect with you maybe down the road and just see how you're doing.
Sounds good.
Thanks, Katie.
Thanks, Katie.
Thank you.